This is the Pacifica Update for the week of June 15th. I'm Lynn Gary. The campaign to force hostile Pacifica board members to resign scored two significant victories this week. Pacifica chairperson David Acosta and board member Carolyn Van Putten handed in their resignations on June 13th. The board almost simultaneously announced that it was canceling its July 1st meeting in New York City. Mass protests had been planned for the meeting, which had been called by the hostile board majority for the purpose of adding new directors. Plaintiffs in the ongoing lawsuits against the Pacifica board had threatened to seek an injunction preventing the addition of new members. Previous resignations by board member Frank Millspaugh and board treasurer Michael Palmer brings the number of resignations of corporatist board members to four since the launch of the Pacifica campaign in January. Last week, targeted Pacifica directors were picketed in Houston, Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. In addition, legal seminars hosted by Pacifica's anti-union firm Epstein, Becker & Green were disrupted in New York, Newark, New Jersey, and at Epstein, Becker headquarters in Washington, D.C. John Murdoch, another of the targeted directors, is a senior associate with the firm. Last week, Epstein, Becker, and Green lawyers representing the corporate clique of the Pacifica board contacted plaintiffs in the three California lawsuits, according to several sources familiar with the discussions. They expressed an interest in beginning settlement talks as early as this coming week. The Pacifica campaign is calling on activists to step up the pressure on Pacifica Vice Chair Ken Ford, who works for the National Association of Home Builders, the NAHB, a powerful construction industry lobby. Listener activists across the country have already sent more than 750,000 emails to the NAHB demanding Ford's resignation. Listeners who want to help in the struggle to save Pacifica Radio are asked to join a National Day of Action on June 30th by picketing the local NAHB affiliate in your town. Don't like to picket? Then pay a friendly visit to your local NAHB rep and deliver them a letter asking for Ken Ford's resignation from the Pacifica board. For more information, you can email pacificacampaign@yahoo.com. Leave your contact info and let them know you will be participating. In another strange and unexplained development on June 13th, Amy Goodman's Pacifica email account was suddenly canceled. Goodman herself was not notified of the cancellation. Listeners who wish to email her can now reach her at amyg@igc.org. That's amyg@igc.org. Goodman was recently honored with an award for her activist journalism by the Los Angeles chapter of the National Lawyers Guild. During her acceptance speech, she spoke about her concerns regarding the direction Pacifica Radio has taken. She also explained that she had been removed during fundraising from KPFK in Los Angeles because the station manager, Mark Shubb, objected to her telling listeners to get involved with the local station board, as well as make financial contributions. And in related news, David Barsamian's award-winning program Alternative Radio, which airs on many Pacifica affiliate stations, will no longer be heard on Pacifica station KPFK in Los Angeles. After Barsamian informed station manager Mark Shubb that he did not want his tapes used for fundraising premiums during the recent pledge drive, Shubb removed the program from the air, and it has not returned. Over the years, Pacifica has made hundreds of thousands of dollars fundraising with Barsamian's tapes of prominent progressive activists and intellectuals. Alternative Radio has been replaced by another independent production, New Dimensions. That's it for this week's Pacifica Update. To learn how you can get involved with the campaign to save Pacifica, visit www.pacificacampaign.org. Or send an email to pacificacampaign@yahoo.com or by phone, area code 646-230-9588. That's 646-230-9588.